I believe community is the umbilical cord to our existence. It is where all that we need for a nurtured life rests. Staying connected to a community that keeps you strengthened through this thing we call life is essential. Your journey to finish strong starts now. Welcome to Finishing Strong with Erica Strong. I am Erica Strong. Hello, my strong finishers. Very interesting topic today. This episode really hit home for me because this is something that would describe what finishing strong is about. And the reason that I emphasize finishing is that it's always a continual motion of finishing. Like it's something that you just don't do and conquer and it's done. In this thing we call life, the process is finishing. And when your life is done, you would want somebody to stand up and say, "She finished strong. He finished strong." But as long as we have breath in our bodies, there is this thing with the ing, finishing, being, loving, ing. So in the inging of our life, I wanted to talk about what's hidden in your feelings, ings. Hidden in your feelings. Inks. So I'm going to keep going back to the ing because that is the continual process, the continual movement of your life. It's always in the ing. It's always in the ing. Always in the ing. One of the things that helped me the most in finishing strong is listening to my body, allowing my body to be my confidant that tells me, like, your body is literally always having a conversation with you. Whether you listen to it or not, it is always telling you where you should go, what you should do, how you should do it based on your feelings. It's always going to guide you. And I remember reading a scripture in the Bible when it was saying, and I'll find the scripture and I'll tag it into this episode, but I can't remember the exact place, and I'm going to kind of ad-lib it for what I understood it to say. Basically, like, you will be left to figure out life alone no more. You will not be left to figure out life. You'll always have a voice telling you which way to go, which way to turn. And the enemies you see today, you'll see no longer. And I get what I got from that in that particular scripture is that I have a confidant inside of me that's guiding and telling me which way to go. And of course, we would like to understand it to be our Holy Spirit, our Holy God, the God of God, whatever it is that you identify as. It is the voice of God living inside of you that's kind of directing you and showing you where to go. But wait a minute, Erica, I don't hear an audible voice telling me, "Okay, Erica, turn right, turn left." No, that's not it. Hidden in your heart, the core of where your feelings are, is where that God is. You know, we always say, "Well, you know what? I had a gut feeling I shouldn't have done that. There was a strong sense of intuition that I felt that I shouldn't have done that." That is that guiding spirit inside of you, guiding you through your feelings towards anything. So when you think about your feelings and you think about the guidance, what is it that makes you pay attention to the guidance that's happening? And this is like a this is the key to this conversation, because we ignore this all the time, and then we find ourselves in situations that we wonder, like, what the heck just happened? Why didn't I follow my, what we say, first mind? Why didn't I follow my first mind? Why didn't I follow my gut? Why did I knew I shouldn't have done that? Well, I knew I shouldn't have trusted that person, but and why didn't I listen? There's one particular reason why we don't listen. That reason that we don't listen is usually guided by our feelings. If you would today start really paying attention to what you feel, how you feel, this will become your internal alarm system. Your internal alarm system that tells you, that really is showing you that your feelings are screaming at every moment where your passion is headed. Think about that. The alarm system, that intuition, that first mind, that guiding spirit, that is all centered and nestled into this whole system that is manifest or shows itself in what you're feeling. So the alarm, the internal alarm, screams at every moment what you're feeling and where your passion is headed. The alarm that says, I feel what? I feel. In every moment, stop yourself. What am I feeling? The way that you feel tells what you believe in that moment. If you feel fear in that moment, you are believing the demise of the thing that you are fearing. If in that moment you feel exceptionally happy and powerful, in that moment you are believing that you are exceptionally happy and powerful. So in any moment, you can change that alarm system. You can stop it from ringing, stop it from screaming at you, and change it. And if not change it from something negative, emphasize it when it's something positive. So in those moments that you feel full of power, full of joy, full of just happiness, emphasize it. Emphasize it with reminding yourself of gratitude, reminding yourself of what the end goal is. Emphasize it. But when you're screaming more of negative feelings, like the feeling of defeat, the feeling of inadequacy, the feeling of just behind the gun or not being able to accomplish what you want to accomplish, when you start to feel that, instead of adding more iron to that fire and creating a big bonfire around failure and fear and disappointment, start putting just drops and buckets and truckloads of water to calm that fire down. And putting those bucket and truckloads of water is, I am okay. I am safe. God loves me. I am well able to whatever it is that you are trying to do. And before you put all of your passion inside of the negative sense of feeling, reverse it and put your passion in something that you can work towards. And the reason why this is so important is the Bible already told us, whatever a man thinks in his heart. And I always stop when I say think, because I never would associate my heart with the ability to think. When I associate thinking, I associate with that with my brain having the ability to think. So when I see that whatever a man thinks in his heart, so is he, it makes me know that thinking is not just a mental thing. Thinking is a feeling thing, because that's where you feel. That's where your passion and your emotions come from, your heart. Your heart is the telltale sign of what you're feeling. So if I am feeling or thinking with my heart, and that is what I will become, then I really have to change what I am feeling. And it's not a feeling today. It's not a feeling this moment. It's a continuous motion of feeling. I feel this way this moment, and something can happen the next moment. A thought can come the next moment and change the way that I feel. So it's being vigilant on really maintaining a sense of feeling, a sense of passion in my heart that would then become my life. Feelings is going to be always your alarm to tell you what you're believing and what you're becoming. We are always positioned in a state of becoming. And as we are always positioned in a state of becoming, we are always in control of what we become. Have you ever wondered what makes passion so powerful? When you see someone full of passion, they seem to be invincible. They almost seem superhuman, right? Like, I know that I've seen people that go get it, go fight, win, raw, like that kind of passion. And it seems like they could just knock a brick wall down just with their words, not even just running through it physically. They just seem invincible. And you sit back and wonder, like, what is that? What is that that gives them this so unshakable, powerful sense of belief? And it actually does work out for them. Like, when we sit back and watch other people's lives, and we see people that as soon as they say they want to do something, they put their mind behind it, they put their passion behind it, and it's done. And then the same person want to do something so similar, seems like every wall is stopping them. There's a brick wall behind every decision, every movement. And you're wondering, like, what is the difference between the two? The one that decided it, determined to do it, they had the same disadvantages. They had the same distractions and even the same walls, but they decided with such a deep sense of conviction and deep sense of passion that that wall was movable. That wall was not something that could stand in their way. They could either plow it down or run over top of it. But then the other person sees a wall and think, how am I ever going to get past this hurdle? How am I going to ever get around this hurdle? Maybe this is just too much for me. So all in the way that they think and the way that they feel creates that invincible, superhuman power. We often think it is what we know or simply what we think that will create or change our lives. But it goes deeper than that. Passion is so powerful that any intention, listen to this, any intention, good or evil, fueled by passion will succeed. But what is passion? It is an intense feeling, an overwhelming emotion to conquer. Passion comes from your heart. It is a strong and barely controllable emotion. It is a strong and barely controllable emotion, good or bad. So if you have a strong or barely controlled emotion that says, I'm going to win this, you will win it. If you have a strong and barely controllable emotion that says, life sucks and I can't ever do anything that I set out to do, you will do exactly that. Nothing. So with passion that comes from your heart, that's a strong and barely controllable motion, it's packed with so much power. So basically, the power source is in a passionate heart. You will become just what you feel passionately. If the feeling of poverty overwhelms you, that is what you will become and remain. But then, if the feeling of abundance overwhelms you, that is also what you will become and remain. And I say remain until you change what you passionately and strongly feel. And the only way that you can change what you passionately and strongly feel is to pay close attention moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day. What am I feeling? Check your feelings at the door. Check your feelings at the moment. Check your feelings at the first time that you wake up in the morning. Check your feelings as you walk out your door. Check your feelings when somebody says something to you negatively that would usually send you in a tailspin of a negative day. Check your feelings. When you check your feelings, you will find a hidden power nestled in it. And then it makes it so invincible that nobody can change your mind. Nobody can change what you feel because you've decided. So pay attention to the feelings that overwhelm you. You will find the source of your passion when you pay attention to your feelings. Finding that source of your passion is going to be your greatest reward. Your passion, emotions, and feelings are the secret to seeing life-changing results. Stay focused and pay only passionate attention to what you desire. The secret to everything is hidden in how you feel. I remember hearing my parents say this a lot, and I believe it was in the Bible that, let me see if I can get the words right. Well, you know what? I'll just use my own words. Basically, it's the most simplest things in life that is truly the key to a successful and happy and prosperous life that we overlook because it's just too simple. Are you telling me that my feelings can determine my abundance, my worth, my the life that I see, the prosperity that I see, the health that I see, the happiness that I see? Are you telling me that my feelings will dictate all of those things? Yes, I am. Something as simple and as powerful and as controllable as your feelings are. It saddens me when I hear people say, "That's just me. I can't help it. I can't control how I feel." Well, yeah, you can. Because when the day that you decide that you can't control how you feel is the day that you decide to give your power over to whatever that is that you feel like you can't control. If it's, "I can't control my feelings because this person makes me mad." Well, you just pretty gave your power in this pretty package over to the person that you feel like you can't control your emotions because of. "I can't control my emotions because when I was 9 years old, this person did this to me and they never came back and said that they were sorry. So my emotions is connected and trapped into how I feel about this situation or this person." So as a grown-up person that is still broken and refused to heal, because you are the person that has the power to heal yourself. God gave you that. When he said forgive 70 times 70, forgive over and over, that means he's saying remain in contact, remain in possession of your power. When you decide to let your feelings be controlled or channeled by somebody else's actions, somebody else's words, somebody else's misdeeds, then you decide to just give your power in this pretty little package over to that or them. Even when you decide not to forgive yourself, when you decide to lay in this space called guilt. "Oh, I did wrong. I didn't do good. If I had done this in school, if I had not done this, if I had not gone to jail, if I had not, you are packing up your pretty little sense of power and you are handing it over to your past. Your past is not going to help you when you are trying to move forward. If you lean all of your power in this pretty little package and give it over to guilt. I heard in the Exonerated Five's movie, one of the parents in there says something, and I literally had to stop the recording or stop watching the movie and I had to write it down. She said that guilt is lazy energy. We don't need lazy energy because it gets us nowhere. And when I heard that, it just screamed at me. Guilt is lazy energy. Because when you're laying in this bed of guilt, you're saying, "I give up. You're saying that it, you know, it's nothing that I could do about it. You're saying that instead of me working to change this space of guilt, I'm just going to lay in it. So it's lazy energy that does not serve you. So when you realize that you have the power over anything outside of yourself, and you also have the power with anything that you have going on inside of yourself, you will become the invincible person that God created you to be. Because when you lay in guilt, this lazy energy, when you lay in unforgiveness, when you lay in defeat or depression, you are laying in this powerless place. You have the power. God gave it to you. He gave it to you to use, to duplicate, to pull from it over and over and over and over. In one of my writings, I remember having this revelation of what has been told to me forever. But, you know, it's not until you get it yourself that this big old light bulb comes off. But I remember writing that we all, this earth is just an echo of God's creation over and over and over. So like once God created something, he didn't have to come back and say, okay, I did that. And then let me do something else. And let me do something else. When he created the ground, he created the ground to hold it or to be the bed to soil, and the soil to be the bed for, a seed, and the seed to bring life to a tree, to grass, to fruit, to vegetables. Like he's always created in a sense that it's always going to recreate and recreate. So because we were created in the same image, the image of God, this image of recreation, I wasn't given one shot at life. I wasn't given one shot at making it right. You weren't given one shot of power, one dose of grace, one dose of mercy. You were given these precious gifts that you can use and pull on over and over and over. When we think about abundance, let's take our mind off of money abundance. When we think of abundance and prosperity, let's take our mind off of cars and homes and shoes and bags and think of the abundant amount of mercy that you get every day to recreate your life, every day to add to this ing. This finishing, every day you get the opportunity to recreate, readjust, solidify your stance and your power and your place in who God created you to be. Nothing and no one can take that from you because they didn't give it to you. The situation outside of yourself did not give you the power that you have packed inside of you, does not give you the grace and the mercy that you pull on every day. And you can't ever exhaust your pulling from this source. That's never exhausted. It's in abundance. It's limitless. It's unlimited. It is a way that you can always reach for and pull on to recreate, pull yourself up and find the true essence of who you are. Because the true essence of who we are isn't nestled in our careers and our degrees and our titles. It's nestled in, I am one with God. I am a child of the Most High. I was created in the image that I can do, be, and say who I am, become who I am. And then if I become that and change my mind and want to become something else, I have that power to recreate and recreate and recreate. So if I, with my feelings or my lack of paying attention to my feelings or my negative talk or my negative emotions have created a life that is not desirable for me, I have total control, total power to recreate myself to become something else, someone else that I have desired, that the person that I have been sent here to be, the thing that I have been sent here to do. I have that power to change the direction of my life at any moment when I pay attention to the power that's hidden in my feelings, hidden in the way that I feel. Because whatever I think and feel in my heart, I become. Repeat after me. I am passionately aware of my good. with great feelings and an immense amount of emotions. I will trust that all things will always work for my good. My passionate energy, emotions, and feelings flow where my attention goes. My attention is fixed on God's promises, thoughts, and stability, and a heart that knows all is well. I am power-packed, full of passion, for only good, and only good is returned to me. Now believe it and know it. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Finishing Strong with Erica Strong. Let's finish strong together.